Pro-Palestinian convoy drives through London, protester yells fuck the Jews, rape their daughters. By Victoria Friedman on May 16, 2021. British politicians have reacted with disgust and anger at footage posted to social media appearing to show pro-Palestinian protesters driving through Jewish neighborhoods in London. With a protester heard yelling through a loudspeaker anti-Semitic and sexually violent comments. The footage, retweeted by prominent politicians, showed several cars draped in Palestinian flags driving down Finchley Road in St. John's Wood, North London, on Sunday. One man is heard shouting through a loudspeaker remarks including, "Fuck the Jews, fuck their mothers, fuck their daughters, and rape their daughters." Remarking on the sight of three men standing through their sunroofs waving Palestinian flags. London Jewish newspaper Jewish News compared it to scenes reminiscent of the darkest days of Islamic State. London's Metropolitan Police Service announced it was investigating the footage, saying, "We are aware of a video appearing to show anti-Semitic language being shouted from a convoy of cars in the St. John's Wood area this afternoon. Officers are carrying out urgent inquiries to identify those responsible. This sort of behavior will not be tolerated." Former Minister Sajid Javid MP shared the footage, remarking, "This vile, violent racism is not welcome in London. I expect the Met to make it a priority to arrest these dangerous hate mongers today." Community Secretary Robert Jenrick said, "This, on the streets of London, is deeply disturbing. Vile, criminal hatred like this must not be tolerated." Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab added, "It is disgusting and disgraceful, and there can be no place for it in our society." While Home Secretary Preeti Patel, whose department is in charge of policing, said, "This is disgusting anti-Semitism. There is no place for this hatred in the UK. I expect Met Police to be taking this seriously." While not referencing the footage directly, Prime Minister Boris Johnson wrote on Twitter on Sunday afternoon, "There is no place for anti-Semitism in our society. Ahead of Shavuot, I stand with Britain's Jews who should not have to endure the type of shameful racism we have seen today." The incidents occurred the day after a mass anti-Israel protest in London, at which far-leftist Jeremy Corbyn spoke, calling for Britain to cut military cooperation with Israel and demand the UK recognize the Palestinian state. The Jewish Chronicle claims that the cars from the convoy had come from Bradford in the north of England. The newspaper added that the Jewish charity the Community Security Trust, CST, had been deluged with reports from other London neighborhoods with Jewish communities, including Hampstead and Golders Green. A CTS spokesman had also told Jewish News, "We have seen increasingly serious pro-Palestinian anti-Semitic attacks and anti-Jewish intimidation across London on Sunday. This comes after three anti-Israel demonstrations in a week, each featuring swastikas and jihadi anti-Jewish chants, all unchallenged as usual by the supposed anti-racist left."